Office and paper clutter, is yours multiplying? Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. Office clutter tends to multiply like bunnies or grow like weeds. It's not all about the way things look. Excessive clutter makes your business less productive and less profitable. Now, you may not be an expert at organizing, but making sure that your business is better organized should still be a strong consideration, especially if things are starting to get out of control. Despite the great things that technology has brought to business large and small, the need for paper lives on. Most business owners are on information overload. They work long hours and don't think that much about simple productivity issues or about how or why things get done. Now, many of my business clients end up with a backlog of paperwork because it's just the last thing for them to look at. Sometimes it's important paperwork and sometimes it's not. Usually it's all jumbled together and the client is not really sure what is important and what's not. This causes concern on the back of the mind. In the past, I've introduced various strategies for going through your backlog of paper and making decisions. Different strategies resonate with different people. So today, here's a five-step approach to dealing with office paperwork. Think DRAFT, D-R-A-F-T, which stands for Discard, Refer, Act, File, and Table. Discard. If it's something you'll never look at again, get rid of it. Don't file it. Your files should be a resource haven, not a dead storage place. Refer. If this is information that someone else needs or you can delegate, pass it along. Act. If it requires action by you, is it something that will take 30 seconds to do? Then do it now. If not, put it in your action system. File. If it's important and you will truly need it later, file it in a complete filing system. A complete filing system is one that will allow you to find things quickly later. Table. If it's something you need in the future, but not today, place it in a simple follow-up system for easy, quick access. You can use your action system for this one as well. Now, I want to spend just a moment more on this last one. This doesn't mean I don't want to decide or I'll table it. It means that you have the information that you need for a project or event, but you don't need it right now. For example, if you have tickets to an event for a month from now, you don't need to take action because the tickets are in your hand, but you don't want to lose them either, so you put them in an action system. They're being held for later. What do you think of this system or deciding factors? Have you done anything similar? I'd love to hear your comments. If you'd like more productivity tips and tricks, check out my blog at productiveandorganized.net. This is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and Organized will help you find your way. And if you like this cast, share it with your friends on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks, and have a great day. This is Stephanie, signing off.